Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
It was an ugly game. It was eerily similar to the playoff game these two teams played a couple of years ago. Big hits, ugly hits. The Bengals ultimately undisciplined enough to give away what should have been a win. This, to me, is something that if I were the owner, I understand Paul Brown is never going to fire Marvin Lewis. He basically has just decided Marvin Lewis is coach for life with the Bengals. If my team had 13 penalties for 173 yards, I would seriously consider firing the head coach, because that is a testament to the lack of discipline that a team can put up. I mean, this is kind of putting it into context. The Bengals had 353 yards of total offense. They had almost half that in penalties. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in all honesty, I don't know how you can rationalize keeping Marvin Lewis as head coach of the Bengals with the way that they play in some of these must-win games. I mean, you know, I went and looked up Marvin Lewis's coaching status. This guy has been with the Bengals since 2003. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in Cincinnati listening to me right now like, yeah, thanks, preach to the choir. He's been to the playoffs, to his credit, 7 times. He's lost in the first round every single time. He's lost every single wild card game that he's ever coached in. He's 0-7. This year, Cincinnati falls to 5-7. I know that there's a lot of focus on the quarterback play and Andy Dalton and everything else. But to me, this is just, it's time for him to go. And I don't know how much more time a guy can get, but it's crazy. He's been there long enough that he's coached in 3 tie games. I mean, that kind of puts it in perspective. The Bengals have been in 3 tie games in Marvin Lewis's head coaching career. He's 123 and 112. I mean, basically 500. He's never won a playoff game.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What are the odds that Juju Smith-Schuster, of all the players in the NFL, was going to be the guy to knock out Vontez? I mean, I don't know. That's like Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. If you told me to buy odds on what player on the field was just going to lay him out and then walk over him. I've watched Juju Smith-Schuster play for years since he was at USC, and at no point did I ever think, man, this guy is a stone-cold assassin. You don't want to mess with him on the field. His Q rating on the field for don't F with me just went up like 1,000%, because that's a bad man that he took down. Now, I wouldn't want to be Juju Smith-Schuster the next year when they get on the field, because I think that Vontaze might kill him. Like, I think he actually might pick him up, throw him into the stands, beat his brains into the goalpost. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know how you referee this game next year with these guys on the field, given what we saw tonight. I honestly don't. Now, at least you have a full year to get over it. But if I were Juju Smith-Schuster, I'd be looking over my shoulder in the club this year. I mean, that's the first thing I thought when he knocked him out and then slowly walked over him was, I could see this going off the field. That's the one thing the NFL has avoided so far, and really pro sports in general. We've never had, like, that I can think of, an incident on the field. I mean, we've had a few, like, oh, I want to fight you in the locker room, and baseball and basketball and hockey and everything else, but we've never had that I can think of. We've had threats. I remember last year I was at Aqib Talib that said he couldn't wait to see Harry Douglas off the field because they had the same agent that he'd find him in Atlanta. Like, that, we haven't had an incident that I can think of, at least that's gone public, where two guys who don't like each other because of on-the-field related incidents have an off-the-field related showdown. But I can see that happening after this hit. That was my first thought when I was watching it. I was like, oh man, he's not going to get him now. But if I'm Juju Smith-Schuster, he may have won the battle and lost the war there. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that could spiral elsewhere.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
I'm up in D.C. The reason why I was up here yesterday was the Supreme Court is hearing an argument in the state of New Jersey challenging a federal law that prohibits sports gambling. Now, this is one of the coolest things I've gotten to do. And I've gotten to do a lot of pretty neat things, but getting to watch an oral argument in the Supreme Court about an issue that directly impacts sports. See, I think that this is going to become one of the major sports issues of the last 30 years. And I would say in the last 30 years, there have been three things that have fundamentally changed the way we experience sports. One, I would say, is cable. If you think back to a day in pre-cable, and I'm barely old enough to remember a pre-cable era. I'm the same age as ESPN, 38 years old. If you try to imagine what sports would have been like if cable television had never arrived, it's hard to even contemplate how rare games used to be on television, right? I mean, that in and of itself is a pretty remarkable story. So cable fundamentally altered sports and the way that we consume sports with ESPN, with FS1, with the proliferation of all your regional sports networks. It basically put every game on television for us. I'm old enough to remember when every game wasn't on television. Nowadays, can you even remember the last time, other than the NFL's antiquated, like, regional telecast problems? I can't even think of the last time I wanted to watch a game and it wasn't on. Now, when I was a kid, that was all too common, but nowadays, just about every game is actually on. So, television is number one in the last 30 years in things that fundamentally altered the way we experience sports. I would say number two is fantasy. Fantasy combining with the internet. Because if you remember, maybe you're old enough to have played fantasy sports before the internet existed. Everybody had to hand score, you had to hand draft. I mean, we're talking about a massive undertaking of time and effort, and also somebody there sending out the results, and even in an era before email was really popular, like, fantasy sports were a pale approximation of what they would become with the internet. And I still remember, like, playing right before Yahoo came in and introduced an incredible Yahoo Live product. They introduced, I think, really high-end fantasy at Yahoo in like 1999, and then everybody else started to copy it. And that really, to me, is when the NFL ratings started to surge, when everybody had an interest in every single team. I think that sports gambling is now going to be the third on that list. Cable, along with fantasy football, and now with sports gambling. I watched this argument yesterday live. And it's always hard to tell for sure from an oral argument. But if I were betting right now, ironically enough, on the outcome of the Supreme Court's gambling case, I would be very confident, and I am very confident, that they are going to overturn this law, which would mean that every single one of you out there right now living in a different state, your state would have the right to decide whether or not you would gamble on sports illegally. Now, I'm curious how many people out there don't gamble now because they're worried about the legality, but would gamble if it became legal on sports. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-996-6369. My prediction, for those of you out there, I'll put on my lawyer hat here. I felt like there were definitely four votes from the conservative wing of the Supreme Court to say, hey, the state of New Jersey deserves the right to decide whether or not its people are going to be able to bet on sports, just like the state of Nevada did years ago. And so I felt like there were four definite votes for it. After watching the questioning, I feel like Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is typically a swing vote, is going to be on the side of the four conservative 10th Amendment. The states deserve the right to make their own decisions. And I think the sixth one, actually, surprisingly, was Judge Breyer, who typically is a left-wing judge. But this situation doesn't really have any strong connection to political leanings. That's why it's kind of an interesting angle, is this is a decision that, you know, sports gambling is one that isn't necessarily easy to typecast politically. And so I think this is going to happen. I think New Jersey in April, in a few months, like 4 months, I think New Jersey is going to get the right to allow sports gambling. And there are about 10 states right now that also have legislation patterned on New Jersey that would immediately make sports gambling legal in their states as well if this Supreme Court ruling comes down the way I think.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Mark D'Antonio was not happy when the Big Ten's roster of bowls came out and Michigan jumped over Michigan State in the bowl roster, got the Outback Bowl bid, even though Michigan State was 9-3, Michigan was 8-4, and Michigan State went on the road and beat Michigan head-to-head in the Big House. Mark D'Antonio had this to say in his press conference discussing the new bowl game.
Mark, the natural fan reaction naturally is they see Michigan chosen by the Outback Bowl, two fewer wins, lost head-to-head there. What is your sort of message to them? And what, I mean, I'm sure some of your players feel the same way when they see that slight a little bit.
Well, I just look at it as an opportunity to play the Holiday Bowl right now. And, you know, the records are what they are. You know, I'll just continue to concentrate on beating Michigan and let this thing sort out.
Well, Jim Harbaugh did not take that well, so he took to Twitter and said, saw Coach D comments on continuing to, quote, focus on, quote, how he can beat Michigan. Congrats on turning around a 3-9 team plagued with off-field issues. Good for Big Ten to have him back. Zing. And then Mark D'Antonio decided that he was going to fire back on Twitter. For all Spartans, it's not over. It never will be over. It's just getting started. And that is a response earlier when he made, in his first year at Michigan State, he lost to the Wolverines. And when asked about a mocking celebration after the game, D'Antonio warned that pride comes before the fall, before including that things were just getting started. Now, here are some stats for Jim Harbaugh. I think Jim Harbaugh has become an interesting sideshow whose performance on the field is not, frankly, justified by his actual results. And let me hit you with some of these results here. D'Antonio right now against Jim Harbaugh is 2-1 head-to-head. So in their three games, he is 2-1 in an elite. He's won two out of three games. Both of them, by the way, he's won at the Big House. Jim Harbaugh also 0-3 against Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer has yet to lose to Ohio State. That makes Jim Harbaugh's trash talk a little bit difficult for me to take. But here are a couple of other things. Mark D'Antonio has won the Big Ten East Division three times. Jim Harbaugh has not won it at all. Mark D'Antonio has three Big Ten titles. Jim Harbaugh has none. And Mark D'Antonio has beaten Ohio State three times. Jim Harbaugh has not managed to do that at all. So when I see this feud kind of explode out into public a little bit, I don't find Jim Harbaugh's feuding here to be as interesting or fun or that, like, justified in any way at this point. Harbaugh just seems to me like a pathetic loser who's trying to interject himself into a story that he frankly doesn't belong in. If I were a Michigan State fan, I would think that Michigan State deserves to go to the better bowl. And right now, Jim Harbaugh has done nothing to support all of the attention that he has gotten in college football. Now, Michigan fans can make all the excuses in the world they want. Oh, we don't have a quarterback. Oh, it's too early in Jim Harbaugh's recruiting tenure. Why is his performance declining every year? Why is he now so much worse in year three? Shouldn't his guys be coming in? Shouldn't this quarterback whispering head coach have a really good quarterback by now? I think all these are very valid questions, and when he gets into this feud, I don't think it makes, frankly, him look very good. And I think all the satellite camp fights and tweeting at coaches and everything else, if you're going to gig somebody, you got to win at a high level. And when you're not winning and you're taking shots at people and when you're taking shots at a coach who beat you 2 out of 3 years, I think it just makes you look bad. I think Michigan fans have to agree with me on some level. Like, dude, if you haven't won anything, shut your mouth and try to figure out a way to not be 1-5 against Michigan State and Ohio State in your first 6 games against your biggest rivals.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.